This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is. It never has, never will, and that is the case. Anyways, how are you? Yes, that's the important question. Anyways, today. It's Monday, May the 6th of 2024. Hopefully you're recovering from a Cinco de Mayo. Day 127th of the year and only 239 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios. Yes, I did say that. In Orlando, Florida, coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues at that other place.
You're being infiltrated. Radio B.
Oh, yes, infiltration and radio big is always the way that we do things. So anyways, how are you? How are you? Yes, no video feed over the last little bit, and that's okay. We've been doing all of the shows, radio-wise, the way that it's meant to be, doing the radio stuff. So let me explain what was going on. You didn't see video last week, and we attempted to do some video, giant files, by the way. In regards to trying to get that uploaded, did not work out too well, but that's okay because we did audio and we have a lot of recordings that we did. We did live streaming on the broadcast side of Safety FM. We did recording of podcasts. And let me tell you where I was at. I would like to thank the group at Energy Safety Canada for hosting me last week. That's Murray Elliott, Gordon Walsh, and Amy Kruger out there hanging out, doing the stuff that they do out in Banff. Man, I will tell you, that was a conference and a half. If you've ever wanted to know what Hogwarts feels like, definitely hanging out up there at the Banff Springs is generally that general feeling on how it feels. So thank you to Energy Safety Canada. We'll be releasing those pods over the next few weeks. Got to hang out with all kinds of new and interesting people, some old people as well, now that they're old, just people that have been around the show previously, but interviewed a whole bunch of new people that have never been on the show, and that's on the Jay Allen, on Safety FM with Jay Allen, so we'll start getting on with some of those. So we'll do some of that stuff. So let me kind of get into what we do here, because maybe that's why you're here, wanting to know a little bit more about the Rated R Safety Show. So as you hang here on the Rated R Safety Show, it's a plethora of things. And let me explain what I mean by plethora. So we're going to talk about news. We're going to talk about safety. We're going to talk about safety in the news. We'll have some professional broadcasters come in and talk about what the hell they do, because that's going to be important. And then we're going to tie it all together and do the things that we do. We'll do your main story. We'll talk about some of that stuff. We'll talk about all this other things that go on inside of this lovely little world of ours. It's a crazy little world, but a fun time as we get to do all of it. So with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we talk about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the ends, new details about the people behind the curtain of the recent campus chaos, and a photo finish at Churchill's Downs. We'll talk about that. Also, Madonna performs in front of a record-breaking crowd, and Whoopi Goldberg details her drug use. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, Kevin Costner's time with Yellowstone may not be over, and Millionaire returns to ABC. We'll talk about that. And the King's family's worries that he's getting back to work too soon. We'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. So, with that being said, if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. That will do it for you. Callinradio.com. We'll get everything moving and grooving, so don't worry about that. We'll get that going for you if you want to incline and do that. Not an issue whatsoever. So just come out, hang out, and do all the lovely lovelies, because that's what we do around here with the call-in radio aspect of the worldo. So with that being said, let's do this. Let's go ahead and bring in some feature story news. We'll do that right now because, you know, it's time for some news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Story news in New Delhi, Amneha Punia. The United States has halted a shipment of U.S.-made ammunition bound for Israel, according to two Israeli officials. It's the first time since the war started that the U.S., which is Israel's biggest financial and arms backer, has put on hold a weapons shipment intended for the Israeli military.
The decision was revealed to a very well-sourced Israeli journalist stateside, Barak Ravid. He was told that the shipment was stopped last week, at a time when the Biden administration's coming under intense pressure to stop supplying weapons used in Israel's war effort in Gaza. President Joe Biden's hinted at potential changes to U.S. foreign policy should Israel move ahead with a ground operation into the city of Rafah in the very south of the Strip, where more than a million displaced Palestinians are sheltering. On Sunday, Hamas fired rockets from near Rafah into Israel, killing three soldiers, as mediators continue to hash out a ceasefire deal that would see dozens of Israeli hostages released from Gaza. Benji Hire, Washington.
The annual joint military exercises between the Philippines and the United States are set to wrap up in the next few days. The drills come amid rising tensions in the South China Sea. Laura Westbrook has more.
And these drills will be wrapping up in the next few days. And according to reports, over the weekend, the United States, Australian and Philippine troops, they took part in raids on islands in the Philippines that face Taiwan. For the first time, the Philippine Coast Guard and the French Navy took part in these drills. And that's also quite interesting because the French Navy is expected to continue taking part in these drills with America and the Philippines in the South China Sea. And this comes as Xi Jinping, the president of China, is in France, and he will meet Macron. And we are, according to reports, French and Philippine officials are set to meet later this month to look at having more joint exercises together.
Sources in the Indian government say they will wait for Canada to share more details on the arrest of three Indian nationals. Police in Canada say the men have been arrested for their possible involvement in the assassination of a Sikh separatist leader. Last year, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau had claimed Indian government agents were possibly involved, a charge New Delhi had denied. This is how India's Foreign Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar responded to the reports of the arrests.
Okay, I mean, somebody may have been arrested, their police may have done some investigation. But the fact is, number of gangland people, number of people with organized crime links from Punjab have been made welcome in Canada. We have been telling Canada, saying, look, these are wanted criminals from India. You have given them visas. They have come, many of them, in false documentation. And yet you allow them to live there.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, with more today on the decision by Israel to ban the Qatar-based news network Al Jazeera. The decision was taken by the Israeli cabinet over the weekend and announced by Prime Minister Netanyahu, following months of tension between the news organisation and the Israeli authorities. Giles Trendle is the former managing editor of Al Jazeera English.
It's the case of shooting the messenger. I think it's an attack on press freedom. I think it's another chapter in Israel's history of going after Al Jazeera, particularly the government of Benjamin Netanyahu. That government tried to close Al Jazeera down in 2017. Israel has bombed Al Jazeera offices in Gaza in the past, in 2021. Israel killed an Al Jazeera journalist in May 2022, Shireen Abu Akleh, who was a Palestinian-American journalist doing her job. So unfortunately, this is another chapter in that unfortunate efforts to silence Al Jazeera.
The Israeli move is believed to be the first time the country has ever silenced a foreign media outlet. It is seizing Al Jazeera's broadcasting equipment, banning it from the airwaves in Israel and blocking its websites, arguing its Arabic channel allows itself to be used as a tool of Hamas propaganda, a claim the network denies. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. Israel says it has shut one of the few routes to get aid into Gaza after Hamas allegedly fired rockets from the strip. Tel Aviv claims the attack killed three soldiers. For the first time since the war started, the US has allegedly halted a shipment of locally made ammunition bound for Israel, according to two Israeli officials. And that is the latest feature story news. Neha Punia reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio. Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show. Self-implode on our airwaves only on Safety FM.
Oh, you know, we're hanging out here on Safety FM because that's what we do. We're hanging out on Safety FM and Radio Big as you get to listen to us via the apps if you so desire to do so. Yeah, that's on Google Play. On Apple, I was going to say Apple Play. Listen to me on the Apple App Store. So yeah, you have some options there on taking a listen to what the hell's going on. No doubt about that. Anyways, glad to be back in the studio. I'm hanging out with you, doing the things that we get to do around here. No doubt about that. So let's get into it and do some of the stuff. So let's talk about the shit list right away. In an explosive weekend report, the Wall Street Journal outlines the coordinated efforts to bring chaos to college campuses across the country in the recent weeks, organized and funded by groups of the National Students for Justice in Palestine and even former Black Panthers activists. While there is no centralized command, as the journal describes it, there are connections between longstanding far left groups and protesters. Most importantly, the encampment demands universally included the universities to pull out the investments that are in any way to benefit Israel. Meanwhile, at UVA, riot cops armed with shields deployed tear gas to disperse the protesters over the weekend. And then let's see what else. Meanwhile, at George Washington University, after encampment took down an American flag, students unfurled a massive star-spangled banner from the roof of the nearby building overlooking the space. Later in the evening, an image of President Joe Biden was the face projected into the flag with the caption, "Genocide Joe." No word if the image was a courtesy of the protesters or a different group. So there you go. Some things going on there. Meanwhile, at USC, early Sunday morning, police swept and cleared out the encampment, including the media. And meanwhile, graduation lust for the Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer's daughter, protesters shouted the Michigan governor for a statement about the call of genocide in Gaza. So all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff right there. I mean, if we go to the UVA one, let's see how this is going to work. Hold on. Da-da-da-da. Take a listen. Now, that's UVA. I wonder how much we can pull off here. Hold on. Let me see if I can work some magic, because, you know, that's what I try to do sometimes is working la magica. La magia around here. So let's see if I can do this. I don't think I'm that smart of a guy to be able to pull it off, but we'll see if I can do it anyways, because that is what I do around here. That is what I do. So let's go to publish mode real quick. So if we go into publish and we go here, take a listen. So if you're watching on the video idio, this is what that looks like. Yeah. Nice little cluster. And this is coming via X, just so you know, some info there for you, just in regards of what the hell's going on. So that's an interesting one. And like I said, that one's coming via UVA. Let's see. And then if I take a look around here, and I want to go into the preview mode. Yeah, so if we go into the preview mode, and I show you the picture that was being displayed, this is what the picture looks like. The Genocide Joe. This is the one that was showing there. So just for information purposes. So I don't know. It's an interesting time here in the U.S. And let me see what else we got. That one. Let's take a look at which one's this one. We're gonna pause that for a second. We'll take a look-see as well as some information that was being handled by the LAPD. So here's the LAPD video. This is all coming via X. The LAPD forcing people and the media out of the view of the USC Gaza Solidarity Encampment. So there you go. So if you're on the video side of the world, you see everything that's going on. This is by John Peltz. And like I said, view of the out of USC there. So some interesting stuff going on as we are talking. Was I not showing you the right thing? I don't think I was showing you the right thing the whole time. So there you go. Let's go boxy-oxy. So we'll stop that for a moment, because that's going to just be in a loop. And then let's see what was going on with the governor. So like I said, some people tried to stop her. And this is Gretchen Whitmer harassed by young, loud, extremely angry people. We'll take a look-see at that one as well. Let me get out of this real quick, because I think this is where I'm going to mess this up again like I just did the last time. What is this? Yep. So we'll do that, then we'll do publish, and then let's take a listen to this.
Children.
I appreciate.
What are you doing about Palestinian students at the U of M?
I appreciate you raising your voice. I'm here to have a graduation meal with my daughter.
How do you? What about all of the children that are in mass graves? What about them?
Genocide.
Yeah. Are you doing anything about it? Are you going to genocide?
So I don't know. It's getting interesting out there. I mean, in regards of all the conversation. I don't know. We'll be talking about a lot of this stuff, no doubt there. So what do you think about this? Because I look at it and I go, it's interesting just seeing all the stuff that's happening. Anyways, so there's the videos. If you're on the video side, if you're on the audio side, you got to listen to the torture inside of your ear holes of what the hell was going on right there. So anyways, three horses finishing the neck and neck on Saturday's Kentucky Derby, with the prize ultimately going to Mystic Dan. Sierra Leone and Forever Young finished within a nose and ahead of the winner, which were actually technically terms in horse racing to describe the finishing distance margin. Meanwhile, Gamblers Bet $320.5 million in total, shattering last year's record of $288.7 million. This is according to ESPN. Also, in some breaking news, WrestleMania 41 was announced during that event on where it will be taking place April the 20th and 21st. WrestleMania 41, if you're a fanboy, or a fan gal, or a fan whatever, Las Vegas, Nevada, Allegiant Stadium. So there you go. Fun times there, if you're interested in that one. So essentially, it will be on Easter weekend, Las Vegas, which is normally not that busy from what I have read. So there you go. If you're looking for some Easter plans for next year, I got them for you. So there you go. Anyways, get a load of this. The average cost of a home owner for ownership has doubled in the last 2 years based on public data from Zillow and the Federal Reserve Bank in St. Louis. Before the pandemic, the average cost of a home ownership, including mortgage, taxes, and insurance, sat around $1,400 a month. This number decreased by about $1,000 during the first 3 years of the former President Donald Trump's administration. Today, those same average home ownership costs are $2,750 a month, representing a 44% average American family pre-tax income. This is according to the Kalbasi letter. So I think there's some mixed stuff there. And let me explain. There was this little thing that occurred that was called the pandemic. Did we forget about that? That caused some of those prices to go into the fashion that they did. I'm just saying.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, take a listen to this. Closures after a chaotic week of searching and near misses, authorities of Washington State finally recovered the fourth zebra that escaped from the transport trailer. One local says that he set out white bread and oats to get the zebra's attention within a fence area. Once inside, they secured the enclosure, allowing the animal to control officials to close in. Zebra Dave Shrug is on their way to join the rest of the domesticated herd at a petting zoo in Montana. This is via KIRO. That's KIRO, Cairo. So there you go. Also, in honor of National Beverage Day, today, the World Cocktail Day. Hold on. Today, World Cocktail Day. Why does it say May 13th? It's casino.ca. Did a deep dive into Google Trends on America's favorite cocktail. Margaritas took the top spot within 31 state majority, followed by martinis, which was named the boozy beverage of choice in 9 states. And Constantine's, a gin-infused cocktail, came in third, selected by 5 states. So, should we do this? Should we take a look and see what our, let's take a look at some of the biggies. So, let's see. Florida, Texas, and California all landed with the actual margarita. Because, I mean, that's just the way that it's going to go. I mean, was there ever any doubt about that? And, of course, we're going to talk about those states because, hey, why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we talk about him? So there you go. Some stuff to think about. Should I show the picture? Maybe I should show the picture. How much do we care about this? I mean, we talk about Spooky City, USA. So why can't we talk about Cocktail City, USA? If you're on the screen or ener, I'm going to dump this picture on top of me here. There you go. That's what the states look like. We'll zoom in a little. That way you can take a gander of here's where your alcohol infusion should come about. So there's all 50. There's all 50 of them. If you so care, if you so care, if you don't care, that's fine too. But there you go. I gave it to you. I gave you the info you were looking for. So there you go. Let's continue talking. Let's talk about some deaths that occurred real quick. Let's see. Basketball player Darius Morris has died. He passed away on Saturday in Los Angeles, according to a statement from the family. A cause of death was not shared. Morris was drafted by the Los Angeles Lakers in 2011. He was only 33. Yeah, 33. Shockingly. Also, Bernard Hill has died. He passed away on Sunday, according to a statement from his agent. No further details were shared. Hill's best known for his portrayal of Theoden and the King Rohan in The Lord of the Rings. And Captain Edward Smith in Titanic. He was 79 at the time of his passing. Let's talk about some movies that occurred over the weekend at the box office. Number 10, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, $1.8 million. At number 9, Abigail, $2.3 million. At number 8, Kung Fu Panda came in at number 4. Or hold on, Kung Fu Panda 4. Came in with $2.4 million at number 8 spot. At number 7, Unsung Hero with $3 million. That jumped from, went from number 2 to number 7. Civil War was with $3.5 million at number 6. Godzilla and Kong was at number 5. The New Empire with $4.5 million. Let's see. Number 4 was Tarot with $6.5 million. And number 3 was Challengers with $7.6 million. What? Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, made $8 million. Who the hell went to see that movie? I have to tell you, out of all of them, I think that's the worst one. And that's saying something, because the last three kind of suck too. But I think that one's the worst one. Matter of fact, there's a thing called the Machete Order in regards of watching them. And part one's not even included. And then at the number one spot was Fall Guy with $28.5 million. So there you go. There you go. Let's talk about this real quick. The Dow gained about 450 points. Let's see, to close at 38,675 on Friday. The S&P gained about 63 points to close at 5,127. And the NASDAQ increased by 315 points to close at 16,156. West Texas Intermediate closed at $78 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $80 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.65. And Bitcoin mostly was flat over the weekend, trading around $63,700 on Sunday. And let's see, there was more than 4,300 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Sunday, with about 290 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $306 million jackpot, or $140.1 million cash payout. And tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $214 million jackpot, or a $99.7 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Let's talk about this real quick, because this was making some news last week. Those close to Britney Spears think that removing her conservatorship may have been a big mistake. While the narrative behind Free Britney movement was that Brit's dad, Jamie Spears, locked her away for no reason, insiders are now saying that that she suffered from very real mental health issues. Things have gotten so out of control that as of late, several sources fear that Spears possibly turned to some kind of substance abuse, calling it an absolute tragedy that will not end well. This is according to Page Six. So what do you think there? I mean, I don't know. There's been some very weird videos posted, especially lately. There was the twisting of the ankle thing. I don't know if you saw that. If you did, good. If you didn't, that's fine too. But it's just gotten weird. Things have gotten weird, and I can't explain them. I'm no mental health counselor, but I do talk about stuff related to mental health. The only thing that we can hope for is that things end up going extremely well for her in the long run. That's all I can say. I mean, I can't say really much anything else. What else am I going to say? So keep that in mind. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so I think it's time to do that thing that we do around here, because I think it's going to be important. And I'm not 100% how we're going to do this today, because, you know, we always tend to piss somebody off when it's all said and done. But, hey, let's do it anyways, because that's what we need to do.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So I'm getting so confused about this little world that we hang out in called safety. I am so confused about some times about where you're able to get your information, your source material, and the information that comes about, and what people will be willing to do to get the information to you. And listen, I have never complained about someone getting information to you as long as it's accurate. I have never complained about people getting information to you that's important and things that are real, and that has maybe some level of science based behind it. But where I'm starting to get really weirded out, and I'm talking about really weirded out, is I'm seeing a couple of different things, and I want to share these with you today because I think it's kind of strange. You know, the tagline that people put to what they are is kind of a very interesting thing. And if you hang out and take a look at some different things that are out there, you could go bananas. And I'm talking about the shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-N. Okay, but let me explain this to you. There are people that are out there that are award winners, you know, award winners that are, you know, the top safety people of 2024, even though we're only in May, you know, the top safety people. And then you start looking through the list of the people that are there, and you might recognize three or four of them, because you come to the realization that when you start clicking through where this information is coming from, it is a paid award. a paid award for you to say that you're the top safety person. You know, similar to how people go around and saying that they have the top safety podcast, and that's fine. You can have the top whatever the hell you want. And then you start looking into the information and you realize that it is a paid award because it's an award winning that you have to pay to be part of. Now, listen, if there's any particular portion of something that you win an award because you're paying to get into it, maybe it's not the right way to do it. Now, I will tell you that ours is definitely an award-winning podcast that hasn't won a damn thing, and that's perfectly fine with me. I never understand what the big deal is. If you're giving true information, if you're giving information that makes a difference, if you're giving information that's saving lives, isn't that the most important aspect? Why do you have to have some weird-ass tagline in regards of doing what it does? Listen, popularity is not that big of a deal. Here's the thing. If you are one of these people that believe your own hype, that's going to cause all kinds of issues for you. You know, I will tell you, when I actually was hanging out doing some things and taking a listen to people talk during some presentations, I think it gets very weird when somebody at the end of the presentation turns around and goes, "Raise your hand if I gave you something useful today." It's kind of a weird method of seeking validation immediately because you don't believe or have enough confidence on what you did. I look at it from the standpoint of, here's the way that it works. And this is maybe more inside baseball talk than anything else. If the work that you're doing is good, people will ask you back. It's the kind of the way that it goes. So here's the conversation between you and I. When you're looking for source information on where things are coming from, are you looking for the award winners? Are you looking for this information that apparently comes from high above that people are talking about? It gets weird. I mean, it gets weird on how, you know, territorial people get about this shit. I've always looked at it from the standpoint of, I want people to make it home. I want people to still be alive. I want to make sure we don't kill anybody. These are things that are important. I mean, shit, I was reading one last night where a guy was marketing himself that he was bringing safety down from heaven. And some people were referring to it already as Safety 3. Like, hold on. Safety 3? Like, okay, so now we have Safety 1. Safety 2, now we have Safety 3. And I'm just trying to understand what the marketing behind that shit's going to be. Safety coming to you from heaven. And, you know, I just don't know. What is it that we're trying to accomplish anymore? Because I look at it and I think that if we look around, there are still people that are out there that are giving you information that is very accurate in regards of what's going on. And then I just have some things that are out there that are still, that are just true versions of marketing. Like, listen, if your company failed and all you do in turn is rebrand your company, it doesn't mean you did shit. I mean, I just don't get it. I'm so confused on what's going on. And I know that this seems more like a rant than anything else, but what the hell's going on out there? Did we forget what the primaries are in regards of trying to help people? When you take a look at this and you go back here in a few years, what are you going to see that's more important? The marketing of someone or the way that something was done within your organization with information that brought value to what's going on inside of your org? Number one, number two, number 20. What does it matter? At the end of the day, I thought we were just trying to make this world better when it was all said and done. Isn't that the goal? I mean, making the world safer? Yikes. That's some scary stuff when you start thinking about it. If you're going around and saying, hey, that's my brand. That's my market. That's what I do. A lot of balls there.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the safety pro, the Hop Nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people, trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Radio.
You all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Can you hear me calling up?
Okay, still keeping it rated R. No doubt about that. A lot of people inside of the comment section, you know, loving it up. There you go. 45 minutes past the top of the hour. This is still the Rated R Safety Show. Thank you for the comments that are coming in. I guess some people see it my way. It's okay. I won't hold it against you. That's why I love the text messaging aspect of callinradio.com. Anyways, here we go. This right here, Gianna Taylor. This is Stars. Yeah, you can give this one a little downloady-ody action. Yeah, call it up. Give it a little listen. Okay, a little download Apple Music, YouTube Music, and Spotify. You know, that little Spotify action. Some stuff going on right there. There you go. Okay, thank you very much to Gianna Taylor for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at True Right Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected with help. And True Right Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's True Right Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.com. True Right Love on Her Arms. Listen, once you get there, all kinds of information, anything related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support resources, and just, that's just to name a few. Now, there you go. Some information always there in regards of what is going on inside of the world, though. So there you go. Information for you, information for you, me. There you go. So let's talk a little bit more about some things that are going on inside of the world of the news. McDonald's is getting set to release the biggest ever hamburger. CFO Ian Borden confirmed last week that the company has created this larger saturating burger that will be rolled out worldwide. No word on when, but we can expect the beefed up burger sooner rather than later. A McDonald's hamburger patty currently weighs in at about 1.6 ounces. Or 45 grams, comes on a bun, which is around 4 inches, 10 centimeters in diameter. And the Big Mac is made with two patties served in three slices of sesame seed bun, and it is unknown how big the new burger will be. But we know that it will look a lot bigger in the commercials, because that's exactly how most of their shit looks. So there you go. Anyways, the U.S. sandwich chain has partnered with Bloody Mary Mix Maker to create a brunch in a cup. Just in time for Mother's Day. Jimmy John and Zing Zang's new collab brings together sandwiches and Bloody Marys using the brand's Jimmy Pickle Bloody Mary Mix, a custom glass that says that Mama approved. A Bloody Mary recipe in a huge skewer to hold a large pickle. And a sandwich from Jimmy John's. The pickle and the sandwich are sold separately, but there also is a gift card in the box if you want that. One of the staples of Jimmy John's menu is its jumbo pickle. Yeah, it's a jumbo pickle. Zigzag used the juice from the pickles to create the Bloody Mary mix. The kit will set you back about $35. Give Mom Mother's Day to remember, and she won't remember. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a Mother's Day to remember, and she won't remember. Yeah. Here, Mom, here's the big pickle and the pickle juice. There you go. Yeah, it's a Bloody Mary mix. Good times. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you do whatever the hell you want for your mama. There you go. Some stuff to talk about. Should we talk about muffler reaction? I think we have some time to do it. Okay, let's do it. If you've ever cut off by someone driving a car with an obnoxious loud muffler and called the driver a psycho, you must have been right. Psychology professor Julie Atkins-Schirmer of Western University in London, Ontario, started to wonder exactly what type of person feels the need to drive a car with a modified muffler in a beefed up engine. So she decided to find out. She administered a personality test to 529 young people, mostly men, about noisy cars, muffler mods, and driving with one made that made them feel cool. Her ensuing reports called a desire for a loud car with a modified muffler is predicted by being a man in higher scores of psychology, psychopathy, and sadism. And pretty much you guessed what it tells us. In the professor's words, it was sadism and psychopathy. Predicting who wants to be modified with their muffler, who feels more connected with their vehicle, and they think that loud cars are really cool. It's also determined that the calls out disregards of her people feeling that their reaction is there. Psychopathy comes out and says, and probably gets you kicked out of enjoying watching people get startled. Although she points out that not all loud cars lovers have are psychopathic traits. The personality profile of with the loud mufflers are the same personality profile of people who illegally commit arson. Okay, so tell me about the dudes who also have those ones enormous bass speakers in their trunk. Is there a word for that? Is it double psycho? I mean, I'm just trying to figure it out. And there's a 90% chance that they also don't use their turn signals. So are they psychos when it's all said and done? I mean, I don't know. The ones that I don't like are the ones that sound like they're backfiring because it sounds like a gunshot went off. So you never know what the hell's going on. Those are the ones that kind of drive me a little crazy, but I already kind of feel like I'm a little crazy. So maybe that's a story for a different day. But we can talk about that later. No doubt about that. So with that being said, why don't we do something a little bit more happier, a little bit more cheerier. And you know what makes us happy and cheery? That's the life of John Small telling us how it is. Let's take a listen.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Tim. Pat Riley said, "If you have a positive attitude and constantly strive to give your best effort, eventually you will overcome your immediate problems and find you are ready for greater challenges." It's amazing to me how big of a difference an attitude can make. Now, I've mentioned this before, but the movie Groundhog Day is a shining example of this. Phil Connors, played by Bill Murray, was stuck in a loop living the same day over and over. In the beginning, he was rude to people and his life was not that great. He changed his outlook and he started being kind to people and his whole entire world changed. I understand, it's just a movie, but it's also true. If you treat people around you poorly, they echo back poorly. If you're kind, they usually are too.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
Oh, you know how it is. John Small's always giving it to us the way that it should be. You know, he gives us that information that you kind of sit back for a moment and go, yeah, you know, he's right. He's right about what he's saying. So anyways, let's talk about did you know real quick. Half of the world will need glasses by 2050, says a guy who knows this kind of stuff. Rochester's Institute of Technology vision scientist Andrew Herbert wrote in an article that some consider myopia, also known as nearism, as an epidemic. And the current trends continue. About half of the global population will need corrective lenses to offset myopia by 2050. That's up 23% in 2000. Recent studies show that it is important for the reason for the uptick of myopia is that people are spending more time focusing on objects immediately in front of their eyes, such as screens. There is also time to spend focusing on something that is close, known as near work, the greater odds of having myopia coming soon to a tablet-sized smartphone. I mean, well, how else are you going to say that? Because, I mean, that's really what it is. Okay, so with that being said, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at 2013. Three women escape a house in Ohio after more than 10 years in captivity under horrific conditions. They had been individually kidnapped a year apart, beginning in 2002. Their captor, Ariel Castro, was arrested, convicted, and the house was eventually demolished. Castro later hanged himself in prison. A community fund awarded more than $1 million to the victims. So there you go. Let's take a look at some birthdays that are going on real quick. Angel Reese turns 22. Noah Galvin, 30. Naomi Scott, 31. Cheery Crowley turns 36. Ryan Anderson, 36. Meek Mill turns 37. Chris Paul turns 39. George Clooney turns 63 today. Bob Seger turns 79. And Willie Mays, yeah, the basketball player, he turns 93 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's National Beverage Day, National Nurses Day, International No Diet Day, National Tourist Appreciation Day, No Homework Day, and Early May Bank Holiday. What the freak is that? Early May Bank Holiday. That mean the bank's closed? I need to know. I have some stuff to drop off. Anyway, that's a whole other story to think about. Anyways, if you need some info, such as a random joke, I have that. Some took my mood ring and I don't know how to feel about it. Yeah, I said that. I said that out loud. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is your favorite bad movie? One that's so bad that it's great. Oh, what the hell is that Nicolas Cage movie with Amber Heard? I used to like that one a lot. Drive Angry? Is it Drive Angry? Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Yeah, it's terrible, but it's great. It's so terrible, it's great. Skulls might be in there too. What else? There's a lot of terrible movies that I like, but I go back to them because they're just so terrible that it's like, I really enjoy watching this shit. So there you go. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. A survey says that this is the most common lie that kids tell. What is it? That they brush their teeth. You damn liar. Why are you lying? Anyway, so let's talk about this real quick because I need to tell you about this. If you have not heard, Conklin Conference number 3 taking place in Santa Fe, New Mexico, September the 10th through the 12th of 2024. We'll be going down. We'll be talking about human and organizational performance. If you want to come and hang out with us, we'll do all the fun stuff over there. No doubt about that. We'd love to see you there. For more information, go to safetyfm.io. That's safetyfm.io. September the 10th through the 12th, 2024. I'll be hosting there, by the way, just so you know. Probably do some pods, some recordings, all that kind of fun stuff. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm exclusively. I won't be doing anything else besides hanging out there. We'd love to see you over there on that side. We'll talk about music. We'll talk about entertainment. We'll talk about all that stuff, and we'll play some new music. We might even squeeze in the new from Dua Lipa. Man, I heard that song. I might have shared a cheer or two taking a listen to that new one. Happy for you. Yeah, whole other story there. So anyways, if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, love to leave you this. Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds that you plant. Think about that one. It might take you to places that you never expected. Seriously. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.